go through the alphabet first. A, B, K, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. So, my screen will be in your shop. I read around this. I'm not going to put any for the end of the session. We'll say it together. A, Father. You pray.
A, Father. A, D, A, E, Father. A, Father. E, N, A. T, A, A, N, G, A. L, E, A, M. R, E, N, N. As, A, A, Father, N. As a father, a n. As a father, as e father. T o e s a a n. Dear what? So, on the back of the card, let's read on.
K o o r d o n.
Mike o o Mike o Mike o. So. Well, we're talking about front and back vowels. Now, because front vowels are called front vowels because the front of the tongue is raised whenever you're saying. If you're saying an E, if you put your tongue, your finger inside here, you'll make your tongue pitch touch the top of your mouth. So, don't mix the front of the tongue with this, the tip, the blade, the front and the back. It's the front, not the tip, the top tip. That goes towards the top of the mouth when you're saying E. The tip of your tongue is still going down your teeth.
Yeah.
E, A. Isn't that right? E, D, that part of your tongue here. E. Right? And then the back of the tongue is raised at various degrees when you're making these sounds. A, O, O, U. Sa, So, So, Su. I'm saying this word in two different ways. This is the way it would be said in Ulster with the low O, and this would be a raised O down south. So, so, so. Sa, so, so, so. So this is one of the big differences between Ulster and the rest of the country. That we say bo, in Connemara they say bo, and in Munster they say bo. That's one of the big differences. One of the other differences is the A. The A in Munster and Connacht is very far back, so you would hear them saying ta, ta, ta. Ours is further forward, we would say ta, 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 and then Gidor, you'll hear them saying te, te, it's even higher. So they're saying something in between this A and this A, whereas in Connacht and Munster it's a back A, ta, ta. In Gidor it's te, te, te. The rest of the Donegal would be probably ta, ta, ta. Okay, so Scaraby. Well, we're looking at there was a thing we didn't cover last week, and it was glaze. It's on the back of where the song is. Sometimes with a broad B or a broad M. A broad B or a broad M or a broad T, you have a glaze. So we're going to look at these words here. And see which ones have glaze and which ones don't. So the word for thankful. Wea, have you got one? It's at the back of this, where the song is. Okay, Wea, do you see it? So is there a glaze there, Wea? Is there a glade between the B and the E? Buia? Yeah, there is. You don't say Bia, you say Buia. So there's a glade. Buia. The next word for danger. Bui. Is there a glade between the B and the E sound? Bui. There is. There's a glade like a double Y, isn't there? Buia. Bui. Those two have glides, don't they? You put a sort of a W on and it glides you from the beat of the front vowel. Buya, bui. What about the next one? The word first tick. Bata, is there a glider? No, you don't say bata, you say bata. Bata. Buya, bui, bata. The word for a car. Do we say bo or bo?
Bo.
So is there a glide? No. The next one. The word for a bus. Bus. Do we say bus or boss?
Bus.
Bus. Right. The next word. The word for a boot. Bad or boad?
Boad.
It depends where you are. Downside, because it's a very back eye, and it's very far back, they would say bad without a glide. But we do it because they're saying this eye, in between this eye and this sound, it's at the front of the mouth. So they're saying bwed, bwed, bwed. I would say something in between, I would say bwad, bwad, bwad. And you can hardly hear my glide at all. But where this a is very high, you can hear the glide very clearly. Bwed, bwed, bwed. Down south, bwad, bwad, bwad. I would say bwad, bwad, bwad. So I have a bit of a glide. So bwad. Okay? Let's go. So we'll say those ones. Buya.
Buya.
Bui.
Bui.
Bata.
Bata.
Bo.
Bo.
Bus.
Bus.
Quad.
Quad.
He wins.
You win.
Buinyinche. Buinyinche. So there's a glide there, isn't there? Buinyinche. We'll talk about why there's glides in some words and there isn't in others in a second. Buinyin. The next word for a stroke.
Or.
Buinyin. Is there a glide there? Yeah, bwily, you don't say bwily, you say bwily. So, the word for a bell. Bwily. The word for a stroke. Bwily. 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 A bell and a stroke. Bella. Bwily. I'll put a different word in here. This is a single L. These are two double L's. This is an old word for a tree. Bella. 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 Billion, 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 billion. Okay? So, billion. The next one is the word for white. Buan, buan. The door, you'll hear the glide very clearly. They'll say buan, buan, buan. Down south, there won't be a glide at all. They'll say buan, 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 buan. So I put a bit of a glide in because our eyes further forward than down south. So the more forward the eye is in the mouth, the more there is going to be a glide. So in the door, it's very forward and it's very high. So they're going to say, buen, buen, buen. I would say, buan, buan, buan. And one stroke would be, buan, buan. Okay? So, the next one, the word for milk.
Buanya.
Buanya. Is there a glide there? Yeah, buanya. Buanya, you don't say buanya, buanya. And I was corrected for that when I was in Scotland. Because in Scotland, they don't put a glide in, they say buanya. And I was always saying buanya, buanya, buanya. Presently, our ball, our ball, our ball. There's a slight glide there, our ball. And the next one for away, sorry. Death, boas. Boss, boss, and Connemara would be boss, boss, boss. The further forward it is, the bigger the glide's going to be, and the higher it is. So in Gido, they would say boss, boss, boss. I would say something further back, I would say boss, and in Connemara would be boss, and in Munster would be boss. So, well, we'll go through them again. So, I'll give me a buia,
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 bata,
bo,
boss.
Quad,
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 Quad, Quad,
Quad,
and the same's going to happen again. So in Connemara and in Munster, they will say Mala, I would say Mala, and then we do they're going to say Mwela, Mwela. Okay.
How do you sound, say bus again?
Bus,
bus, bus,
say it again. Say after me, Mala.
Mala.
Now, soaping firm waist.
Is
there a glide there?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's an E sound coming, and that's raising your tongue up, firm waist, firm waist. So when you're moving towards a front vowel, you're going to put a glide. Okay, firm waist, firm waist. If it's a back vowel, you're not going to put a glide in. But our ah is further forward than the one in Connemara, so we have the legs more. Ermwees, Ermwees. Okay? Mala? Ermwees. Mween?
Mween.
Moloch?
Moloch.
Is there a glide in Moloch? No. Moloch? And more?
More.
Is there a glide there?
No.
Mar?
Mar.
Mal?
Mal.
Nisnwilje?
Nisnwilje.
Why is there a glide in Nisnwilje? Because you're moving towards a slender vowel, aren't you? Nisnwilje. Nisnwilje. Maru?
Maru.
Is there a glide there?
No.
No. Margin?
Margin.
Margin. Nish. There's something to do with Ulster here. This E here at the end, we say it as a shortened version of the long I. The long I is E. We say a shortened version of it here. We say Margin. Margin. And we also raise this A. It's somewhere in between here, so we don't say margin, we say margin, margin instead of margin. In Connemara, this is short, we'll say margin, margin. We say margin, margin. And then you have that raising of the ah happens in this word here as well. We don't say my, we'll say my, my, not my. It's not an ah, it's higher than that ah. It's in between the ah and that my. I make a my, not my. I'll make a my, gamai, gamoy, moy. I can't even say the thing wrong. Gamai, 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 gamai.
So which one is it?
Gamai. So practice the bad one and the good one together, right? When you're lying in bed or whatever. I'm going to try and say the wrong one again. Gamai, 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 the right one. Gamai, gamai, right? So. Mwheel, to boast, mwheel. So there's a glide there because we're moving towards that I sound. Mwheel, mwheel, mwheel. Then you can wheel us in something that's always boasting, a mwheel. So we'll go to the F's now. Well, well, the word for blood. Well, so why is there a glide there? Say that again.
Slender.
Yeah, we're moving to a slender consonant, or slender vowel, will. And the genitive case of that is follow. There's no glide there. Will, follow. So there's a place in Donegal called crop follow. Bloody foreland, crop follow. Right? Was.
Was.
So I've got a bit of a glide there. And as I say in the door, it's going to be was, was, was. Now, don't think that the door is the only place in Donegal. The rest of Donegal, or most of Donegal, would say something like what I'm saying. Was, was, was. Was, was, was. Right?
Is that for boat?
Pardon?
Is that for boat?
For what? No, that's to grow. Was. No.
Brent, what would the caption be?
What do you mean? There's no standards, straight speaking.
No.
If you listen to Don, that's yeah. I'm glad you brought it up because the election's coming up down south, and I had the TV on. There was a friend, a fellow that's learning Irish, coming to my house, and they were up in Donegal. Donegal's been put into one constituency. I think it was two constituencies or three, so it's one constituency. And there was somebody from Connemara interviewing somebody from Donegal, and I said to my friend, do you know which one's from Connemara and which one's from Donegal? He said, I think it's, see that fellow there, I think he's the one from Donegal. And I said, why? He said, because I understand him more. Would you understand that more? You should be listening to the ah. It's the ah sound, you know, it's a different ah.
I thought he was going to say, because I listen to Ross Maroon.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So is there, so just, sorry, just finish this. So the question is, would there not be a goma or gomai? It doesn't really matter.
No.
It's a material.
And if you listen to the readers on TGA, especially on the news, they'll all have. You have somebody from Donegal or somebody from Connemara, you should be able to tell. I hope you'll be able to tell the difference. I'm going down to. I might as well show this on the map. No, pardon. There'll be programs, you'll have programs from the north and ones from the west. So Donegal, for example, you have Torrey Island, then you have northwest Donegal, Clonmely, around Beenaclady and Gorda Harkin, places like that, then you have Bedore and Ranafast, and then you have south Donegal around Glen Collin Hill, and you have a wee hill cut in here around Glen Fenn. then turn another, and then you've a bit Mayo, then you have Connemara and the Aran Islands, Kerry, of course, by Dingle, and Cork, just near the Kerry border, around, what do you call it, this is Coolay. Don't know what you call it in English, Coolay. But this is where I'm going to the Ring Gaeltacht of Poseidon Barwon. And they say very funny things. I'll be telling you in a second. That's why I'm going to do it again. I'll give you an example. How would we say that? Bean. How would they say it, Connemara?
Bean.
Bean. Bean. Do you know what to say in that Gaeltacht there? Bang.
Bang.
Sorry. And we would say chin. Chin, not chin, 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 Connemara, chin, and down there it's time, time, time. So, anyway, that's where I'm going tomorrow.
Brendan, isn't there a wee tiny Gaeltacht just west of Dublin?
Yeah, Rathcarn, and they're all people from Connemara. Yes. So it's Connemara, Rathcarn. So, anyway, where were we? Fawn, Fawn, right under, we. So what would you make? We?
We.
Is there a glider? We?
Yes.
Yeah. Poor?
Poor.
Is there a glider?
Yes.
No, poor. You don't say poor, you say poor. Poor. Publish. Quilchy. Is there a glider?
Yes.
Fwerin.
Fwerin.
Okay. Fwerin. Is there a glider?
Yes.
Fwata. Is there a glider? No. Fwata. Fwak. Is there a glider?
Yes.
Yeah. Fwak. Five, they get five. No. Be quiet. Whisht.
Whisht.
There's a glider. Whisht. 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 Okay, whisht. And if you're telling more than one person to be quiet, you would say whishtiggy, whishtiggy, whishtiggy. Now remember, and when you're doing the F and Irish, you don't use the teeth. If you're using the teeth, you would use your teeth when you're speaking in English, like Francis, Francis. Francis, you use your teeth, don't you? Against the lower lips. And Irish, you blow it out, you say, whisht, whisht, quant, 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 whisht, whisht.
So that's where whisht comes from?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. It's an Irish word, whisht, whisht. So it's a sort of a, it's like a double E-gate sound, except you blow it out, whisht, whisht, whisht.
How you wish.
Yeah, how you wish, yeah. So, the word for a hole, pole.
Pole.
Right, what about more than one hole? Pig. Pig. So there's a glider. Pull. Pig. There isn't in the first one, there isn't in the second one. Pull. Pig. So why is there a glider in the second one? Because we're moving to slender. Right? Pull. Pig. The word for a pass. Pass. Is there a glider? Right. The word for passion or suffering. Quash. Quash. Is there a glider?
Yes.
And of course in Donegal, in the door, there's going to be a big glider. They're going to say quash. Quash, quash, right? Potta, potta, is there a glider? The word for park, 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 park. Is there a glider? Yeah, a slight one, park. The word for a pack, packa? No. The word for a child, question? Question. But as I say, the higher the thing is, there's going to be more of a glider. So in the door you'll hear question, the question, the question. Right? Question. And then Dupuir, the word, the surname Dupuir. Is there a glider?
Yes.
Yeah, because there's that AO is a slender sound, it's at the front of your mouth. Dupuir. And the word for a pen, punt?
Punt,
no. No. And the word for a kit, pushy.
Pushy.
Yeah. So you can see why glides happen and why they don't happen, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, down south there wouldn't be such a glide where there's an ah bottom or their ass further back in the mouth. The closer it is to the front and the higher it is, the bigger the glide's going to be. So when we know they're going to have glides all over the place, question, question, question. I would say question, question. There would only be a slight glider. And in Connemara there wouldn't be any glide. They would say question, question, question. Okay?
To see
Maru. Yeah, in the Maru. Right, yeah, that's right.
My mother's from there, but she called it
Ilnamarv. Right, well, I think she may be listening to people from down south, Ilnamarv. So, anyway, so we'll move on to this first sheet. it's got number one written on it? Right. Then that can go talk or be out of the show. No, the chap and Shuri Hart. And Bill Show. That's from last week. Yeah, before Gordon, what's the name of the talk? So, I want you to work in twos again, or threes. We'll do twos. Well, no, we'll do threes. So, can any of us have? We've got 15, so. Has everybody got a sheet?
Right. You look a comfortable threes in there.
Right. You are going to work in two then, are you? So, the same as what you did last week, talk about the vowels, and if you wanted to say something about the consonants, because we did a wee bit about the consonants. So, no, I didn't have. Where is it? Would you do 7 to 10, you board? Would you do 11 to 13? 14 to 17? 18 to 21? 21 to 24? And I did this wrong. There only has 15 in it. Right, we need 15, so let's see. If we do this of 3, you can do 1 and 2, 3 and 4, 5 and 6, 7 and 8, 9 and 10, 11 and 12, go back to you, 13 and 14. Would you do 14 and 15 as well? Since you're very
have you changed the
results?
I'm going to go to the next one.
There should be an A, I'll tell you where it should be. M-E-A-R-A-M-E-A-R, A, see the second? We're wanting Mara and Mara. There should be an A at the end of that.
At the end of
M-E-A-R-A? Yep, M-E-A-R, Mar, Mara, 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 Mara. So, Ari, do you have anything to say? Yeah? No, it's your own. If that was mixed up. The first one is a front, is a back A, Mara. The other one is a front A, Mara, Mara. So the two M's are going to be different as well. You've got a broad M where the lips are rounded, Mara, and you have a slender M where the lips are spread apart. Mara, 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 Mara. Do you hear the difference? So I begin me at Mara. Mara. Mara.
Mara.
So Adrian, post this to back in the got you to know.
Stop filling your bag.
Did you?
In the bag. Stop.
Oh, don't worry. So, the ocean is pretty okay. Got a mic. Mara, 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 Mara. So there's a difference here. There's also a difference between the M's. Mara, 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 Mara. So what Ray had been? Mara.
No.
Mara.
Mara.
Mara. Mara. Mara, 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 Mara. So it's clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, so you have to make it clear. You have to practice the contrast to get the thing properly. Mara, Mara. And remember the two M's are different. We'll be talking about the consonants again in a minute. So the first M is a broad M. So it's ma, ma, ma. The other one's slender. Na, na, na. Mara, 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 Mara. Do you hear the difference? You should be able to see the difference as well in the lips. Mara, 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 Mara. So remember, that's one of the big differences between Irish and other languages, that each consonant has two sounds, a broad and a slender sound. Okay? So, Chilwick's car.
We agreed on Mar.
Maru.
And we agreed on Mardu.
Maru, okay. Maru. Maru, Maru. Maru, Maru. So the differences between the two are again. Maru, Maru. Maru is madness. I'm sorry. Maru is dead. Maru, madness. So up again the air. Maru. 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 You hear the difference? Mario is Maru. So ever a kuik, ever a carrick on the lesson. Maraku, Maraku, Maraku. Right, if you have anything to say about it, Maraku. Right. Right. First of all, there's an A, then there's an apathetic vowel between the R and the G. And then there's that A-D-H sound at the end of a noun in Ulster where it's pronounced do. We'll be talking about the difference between that and the rest of the country later. So, Maraku. So a back a short back a, an apathetic vowel, and the adi hit sound, which is a short u, maragu, maragu. So ever a kuig, or no, because can't tell any interpretation. Oh, a malachi kuig.
Fadog, as opposed to fadog.
All right, do you have anything to say about them?
Well, again, front and back out.
Yep.
That's it.
A front a and a back a. The front a is fado, fado. The other one is fado, fado. Right? So the first one has got around the F and from a back a. Fado, 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 fado. Do you hear the difference? So I'll forgive me again. Fado, 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 fado.
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 Fado. Well, you have to look at me to hear the difference and to see the difference as well. Fado. 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 Now there's something else happens in Donegal. Because this O fado isn't stressed, you would hear something like fado. Fado. The O's. You can't even hear the O sound. It sounds like an A because there's no stress on it. Fado. Fado. Fwynyog. Fwynyog. And then instead of fwynyog, fwynyog, go gydyn enyog. Because it's not in a stressed position, fwynyog. And you have it in Scotland as well. The word for window in Scotland is U-I-N-N-E-I-G, enyog, enyog, enyog. We said fwynyog, fwynyog. So the O isn't really pronounced because it's not in a stressed position, fwynyog. Okay? So, the next one.
Ash versus ash.
Right, so what's the difference?
One long, one short.
Yeah, certainly. Ash. What sort of vowels are they? Are they front or back?
Back.
No, they're front because of the said slender. There's a slender I coming after, which means your tongue is being raised to make the S sound. Ash. Ash.
Where would you put it on
then? Hmm? Yes, see the front here?
Yeah.
You're raising up to say the S. Ash. 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 So that means that the A has to be front. Ash. If it was a broad S, I would say ass, ass, ass. You don't raise your tongue in the middle. Or say the middle, mean the front.
Yeah.
Right? If I'm saying ass, my tongue is hidden here and the rest of the tongue is low. But if I'm saying ash, I have to raise this part of my tongue, which makes the A a front A. Ash, 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 ash. Okay, so the Tetiniella shocked or was off?
Bit stuck. Stuck. We thought it was Crayley, but
right. Okay, or just a sec. Ah, was pronounced A, right? Crayley. Right, what about the R-E-H?
The U sound?
Yeah, and it's a short U sound, and that's what we have in Ulster. And as I'm saying, we'll talk about the differences with the other provinces in a way. There's also, if you listen to somebody, I was listening to somebody today, there's a sort of a glide as well. So I would normally say Crelu, but if you listen in Donegal, a lot of them say Creelu. They have a glade between the E and the L. Creelu. Creelu be all a live broadcast. Creelu. Creelu. So, and Kate Canella.
Lower?
Lower?
Lower.
Lower. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why is it lower and not lower?
Oscar.
Exactly. So what about Oscar?
Well,
the OPH, the OPH A in the middle of the word in Ulster is a closed O, lower. So the word to speak, lowers. The word for a book, lower. In Connemara, lower, lower. We have an O, a closed O, lower, lower. So the word for a leper, lower. The word to speak is lower, lower. There's a difference between the R's there. Lower, lower. Leper. Now there's a place in near Dublin where they have races and they call it Leopardstown, but it's not really Leopardstown.
No.
It's Leperstown. Ballot in the lower. There used to be a leper hospital there, and maybe they don't want to forget about it, so they call it Leopardstown. But it's not really Leopardstown, it's Leperstown. The Irish word is Ballot in the lower. Ballot in the lower. Okay. So everyone.
That's a good change for us.
March.
Mark, don't you march? What have you to say about it?
I obviously have something to say here.
Right.
It's front.
A front A, right, and it's long. Right?
What more do you want me to
What
say?
About the T?
What about it?
It's a slender T, the
march.
Right. Now, there's another thing there. See the first word? It's an unstressed position, so even though it has a stroke on it, a fado on it, you don't say it long, you don't say J March, you say J March. J Loon, J March, J Kevin. So you read it long, but you don't say it long because there's no stress on it. The stress is on the March. J Loon, J March, J Kevin. Okay? J March instead of J March. So, and Kate Canella. My pen. So?
It's back again, chinu, because it's abroad, N-O.
Right, that's he, right, chi. What about the R-B-H?
It's something else.
Right, so chinu, R-D-H in Ulster is at the end of a word it's right. Zoo. In Connemara it's quack, so they would say chinu. There's another thing about the N.
It's kind of like the autonomous, isn't it? The
no crime, chinu, how am I chinu?
Mm-hmm.
Right, there's something about the N.
Because it's a
slender N, but it's more than a slender N.
Double N?
Yep, it's a double N in Ulster, in most of Ulster. We would say Cainu, Cainu. And Connemara would be a slender, it would be a single N. And they would say Cainu, Cainu, Cainu. We say Cainu, a double N we put in there, Cainu, Cainu. Okay?
So, yes, we say the slender.
Pardon?
Is that always the case when it's beside a slender?
No, no. A lot of the time when N and E are together, but we'll talk about it when we come to N's. Can you? So, Evrahenia, look at Shasta, Sheila.
Alright. Alright, well.
Gal.
August Gal.
Alright, so Jen Differ. What's the
Well, the length of the R.
Right.
Long R.
The first R is short, the second one is long because there's a double L. There's also a difference between the L's. Gal, the other one hits, the double L hits the tongue, hits the teeth very strongly. Gal, 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 gal. Right? It hits against the teeth very hard. So we'll say the first one, gal,
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 gal. Okay? So. Ever a toy if you know the
short. Well, Nero, we weren't certain about this. Good job, no good job.
Right.
Good job versus Shaw.
Right. The first one is long, good job, and the second one is short, Shaw. Shaw. Shaw, good job. So there's very few words that have an EO in them that are that have a short sound. Shaw is one of the exceptions. Usually when E and O come together, the O's long. Good job. And there's something else you were going to say, Adrian. It's an open O, whereas in Connemara it would be closed, it would be good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. Good job. You hear the difference?
Mm-hmm.
So, ever Cahar, Trigia, Gomalesco, Linda, Focus Muriel?
Slow, so catch.
Right.
Versus catch.
Right. What about the second one then, anybody?
Catch.
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 The first one is catch, the second one is catch. So one cat is cat, more than one cat is catch. So I said when it isn't a diphthong, you look to see if one of them's long. If one of the vowels isn't long, you either pronounce one or the other. The reason why, does anybody know why we say kitch instead of catch for more than one cat? Why would we say kitch?
Catch is a different word.
Pardon?
Isn't catch a different word?
No.
Yeah.
Or a group of cats, is that what we're trying to go for?
Yeah, but why do we say cat for one cat? And we don't say catch for more than one, why do we say kitch? Why do we say the I sound, the E sound, and not the R sound?
Yeah.
Why do we not say catch for cats?
Focus on the difference.
Pardon?
To focus on the difference, to differentiate.
Yeah, to focus on the inflection, it's inflected. Whenever a word is inflected from one form to another, you put the stress usually on the inflection, the thing that causes the inflection. So, it happens with far, the word for a man, it changes to fair. So it's the same with cat, it changes the kitch. It's the slender thing that you say here, kitch. Right? Okay? But if there's something long, you say what's long. So that's why we say cadge for the name, cadge, and cat's kitch. Okay? So, carriage echo is good. German. What do you think of that? Number 14, anybody? Jeremich. There's an epiphthalic vowel there between the R and the M. Jeremich. What about the IR?
Diphthong.
Yeah, it's a diphthong. And what about the UID at the end?
Neutral.
You don't ask something else about it?
You don't pronounce the I because it's just to make it E slender, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's something else. What about the spelling?
As an old spelling, should be an A in standard Irish?
Yeah, exactly. In standard Irish, it would be A-I-D. Do you remember we were talking about Seamus? So if you look at some maybe old gravestones, you'll see Germans with the U in it. But standard spelling now, the broad consonant in an unstressed vowel is going to be A instead of U. Germans. Okay, and the two words, these are slender, so it's not Jeremich, it's Jeremich. So, the last one.
Sus.
Oh, Shaver.
Sus, I think.
Number 15. Oh, yeah, come on, let's go.
So, Smoinu.
Smoinu, right. What have you got to say about it?
There's a glide between the M and the A.
Right.
Small glide, weak
glide. Yeah, there's a glide, very good. Swing you between the M and the A because it's a slender sound coming after it.
Mm-hmm.
What about the I and the H?
Just the U sound.
And a short U sound, swing you. And then Donegal put a T in as well and say swing you. And sometimes you don't hear the N, swing you. Be my sweetheart, sweet you. Okay.
Is that a double N as well?
No.
Why is that?
That's a double N, sweet you. So we'll talk about that when we come to talk about N's. Sweet you. Okay. So, is that okay?
Yeah.
So, we're going back to the consonants that we were doing last week. Okay? So we started with B, do you remember? I haven't got my notes here. So, Jocko, go back to the beginning again. Okay? That's from last week. Consonants. Thank you. So, B is bilabial. You make the sound with your two lips. Yeah. So, if it's broad, your lips are going to be slightly rounded. If it's slender, they're going to be spread. So the broad sound is ba, 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 bu, bla, bla, blu, bra, bra, blu. Simple enough. Just round your lips when you're saying it. Do it again. Ba, ba, bu, bla, bla, blu, bra, bra, blu. And we'll say the word bata,
ba,
ba,
bun,
bun,
wee,
loose,
loose,
rue,
ring,
ring. The slender is going, the mouth is going to be more spread.
Is that okay. Brain or rain?
Brain.
Brain.
Brain. So the slender bee, the lips are going to be more spread, okay? B.
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 Be.
Le.
Le.
Re.
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 Again,
B.
B.
Be.
Be.
Le.
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 Re.
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 Bing.
Bing.
Bell.
Bell.
Lean.
Lean.
Rean.
Rean.
Whenever we aspirate the broad one, we have a sort of a W sound. So, wa.
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 Wu.
Wu.
Wla.
Wla.
Wlo.
Wlo.
Wlu.
Wlu.
Wra.
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 Wru.
Wru.
Mawad.
Mawad.
Mawa.
Mawa.
Mawas.
Mawas.
Mawla.
Mawla.
Mawlak.
Mawlak.
Mawlus.
Mawlus.
Mawrat.
Mawrat.
Mawraka.
Mawraka.
Bruisha.
Bruisha.
The slender one, the lips are spread apart, and it's sort of a V sound. V.
V.
Ve.
Ve.
Vle.
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 Vre.
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 Anvin.
Anvin.
Mavel.
Mavel.
Vishisha.
Vishisha.
Vlima.
Vlima.
Vrishma.
Vrishma.
We started the seeds now, and we'll think of this, the tongue again. See when you're saying the backs, the broad seed, the back of your tongue is hitting up against what you call the soft palate. The soft palate. Cut, cut, cut. The back of the tongue is heading up here. Cut, 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 cut. So, ka, ko, ku, kla, klo, klu, kra, kro, kro, kru,
kru.
Ka,
car,
ka,
kluas,
klop, krop,
cross,
cross,
free.
And there's no difficulty with that because that sounds in English, isn't it? There's no difficulty with that. And there's usually people don't have any difficulty with the slender one, except when it's before another consonant. So the slender one, the front of the tongue and the back of the tongue are raised, and you say ke, ke, ke. And if you can remember, you'll feel your tongue getting raised when you're saying it. Ke, ke, ke. Ka, ka, ka. It's not raised. Ka, ka, ka. Ke, ke, ke. Okay? So, ke.
Ke.
Ki.
Kle.
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 So what happens when people are learning? A lot of them are able to say ke and ki, and but then whenever they come to another consonant after, they'll revert back to the broad one and say kle. Cassius kle. But it's not kle. It's kle. Kle. It's a slender C. Kle. 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 So, from the back now. Clay, 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 clay. So, Gordon, and next lecture goes to us. Got all the bear at her and come here. What do you have?
I'm alright.
Clay, 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 clay. So it's very clear, isn't it? Right. So once you know how it's made, then you have to practice it. Because you're going to hear a whole lot of teachers saying the thing wrong, you know. clay, chile, clay, chile, clay, chile. Okay? So, then when we aspirate the broad one, remember when you're saying cut, you're stopping the breath coming through by your tongue hitting the back of your throat. You're doing cut, cut, cut. When you aspirate, you don't stop it. It sort of scrapes, and you say, your tongue scraping against it instead of hitting it. Ha, it hits it. Ha, you call that a fricative. It rubs against the top of your mouth. So instead of hitting it, it's rubbing. Ha, you can feel it rubbing, can't you? Ha, right? Somebody's laughing down there. I'm going to have them up at the front.
Oh.
Right. So anyway, so just remember that. Ha, ho.
Ho,
who,
who,
hla,
hla,
hlo,
hlo,
hlu,
hlu,
hra,
hra,
hro,
hro,
hru,
hru,
machat,
machat,
machat, machon, machu, sachlaber, sachlos, sachluda, sachro, achru. So can you hear the difference? And the one that isn't aspirated, your tongue's hitting up at the top of the soft palate. When it's aspirated, it isn't hitting, it's hitting, it's rubbing against it, like, right?
Quick question. I was raised in Dublin and taught how to speak English.
Right.
By, you know, so it's Dublin.
Yeah.
Would I, no point to learn Irish, would I have to relearn English again, how to speak?
Sometimes whenever I'm speaking English, I'm putting in Irish sounds where I say things like pather when I should be saying pather, pather. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sometimes I have extra sounds up.
Is that the way you?
If you're speaking one more than the other, uh-huh. Or if you're speaking one some of the time than one the other, you just,
exactly.
They must think I can't speak English because I'm making funny sounds.
It's just a quick question, no, it's just a.
No, you do mix them up.
Uh huh.
Like, and when we're talking about that F sound, you know the old people in Donegal and probably Connemara as well. They don't say what, they say what. They have the F sound, what are you doing, what. Have you heard that before,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And the Irish name.
Glencoe and Kill, they just go flat out, foot, five, foot.
Right, no, they don't have a leg, it's just foot. What are you doing?
I don't know whether they're just emphasising it.
Right.
Always wonder why.
Right. So, the slender C, remember, is hidden. We'll stop in 5 minutes, maybe. Right? The slender C, remember, you've got your tongue raised, and it's hidden what's called the hard palate here. Kick, 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 kick. And the difference between that and the ones that's aspirated is the tongue's hidden when you're saying kick, kick, kick. When you're saying sh, it's rubbing against it. Listen to the broad one when it's aspirated. The slender one when it's aspirated. He, he, he. Your tongue's raised here. He. So, anyway. He.
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 He. He. He.
He. He. He.
He.
He. He. He.
He.
He. He. He.
He.
He.
He.
Achiri.
Achiri.
Some people saying sake, sake. This is right. You've heard of Danny K, haven't you? Danny K. K, 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 K. Can you hear the difference? Right, I'm going to pick somebody again. Stefan, just put your card up there and kind of measure up. If I'm speaking clearly, then you'll hear the difference clearly. K, 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 K. Okay, can you hear the difference?
Yeah.
Right. So we'll say the English one about 5 times now. We'll do the English one 5 times. K, 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 K. Okay? So, when we put the aspiration on it, we'll do do the aspiration again. Egan here.
Egan here.
Mahir.
Mahir.
Ahilas.
Ahilas.
Anhilesha.
Anhilesha.
Sihye.
Sihye.
Ahirif.
Ahirif.
So it's nearly like there's a Y sound. If you were speaking in English terms, it's nearly like there's a Y sound coming after in this slender one. Hire. Sihire. Sihire. Hire. 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 If I would say it abroad, it would say chre, 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 but it's slender. Chre, chre, chre. And as I say, the difference between them is what part of the tongue is raised. Chre, chre, chre. Okay? So we'll stop for a break, for tea or whatever. Okay?
You're
okay?
I'm going to be there. Thank you.